challenge us today, that invite us to a new liturgical year of grace. The gospel comes to us today and sounds very much like the kind of gospel we heard at the end of the liturgical year. And there's a reason for that. You see, the word Advent means coming. And we understand that it is a time of waiting for a coming to occur. Now, there are two sides to this very short season of Advent. The first is to turn us towards the second coming of Christ. So that's why this gospel sounds like something that's turning us to the end time. The year begins and ends exactly the same, giving us the opportunity to remember that the Lord is coming again. Make no mistake, He will come again in glory. Now, that should be easy for us to understand because we've already embraced the second half of what Advent prepares us for, which is the anniversary of the Incarnation, which we call Christmas. We've already embraced the first coming of Christ, otherwise we wouldn't be here today. But because of that, then, we have to ready ourselves for His second and final coming. And it's a good way to start a new year, a new liturgical year, by putting our focus on what is to come. You see, this whole new liturgical year will go through the entire life of Christ. And it will be a means to prepare us for His coming in glory. And as we hear the gospel today, we don't know the day or the hour. It may be today. It may be tomorrow. It may be years from now. But He needs to find us ready. So how do we ready ourselves? Well, you know, the world has been ready for the festival of Christmas since about September, you know. All the decorations are out and up and ready to go. And it may be in your house that way, too. You may have been like, oh, you know, Thanksgiving's the beginning of it all. Let's get it all up. Okay. That's fine. But don't forget that this is a time to prepare for that holiday. And not just the packages and the Christmas cards and all that kind of stuff. It's a time to prepare us, our hearts, so that the Lord can be born again in our lives, enter our flesh, and know that He has a place, a welcome place to reside. We get so busy with the things of this world, we forget that there's a process we go through. And this year, above any other year, should have given us an understanding of patience. How many of you have increased your patience this year from the pandemic? It's not easy. We want it to be over with. We wanted it to be over with months ago. And every time they get on the television and tell us what's next, we think, is this it? Are we going to hear? And it's more masks, more washing, more distancing, more patience. I had a friend of mine tell me yesterday, you know, I really need to pray for patience. I said, don't do that. And she said, why not? And I said, because the Lord will give it to you. But the way He gives patience is by testing you. And I'm one of those people that, you know, I pray, Lord, give me patience now. We have to wait in joyful hope. We hear that every time in the liturgy. And it's not just waiting in joyful hope for Christmas. It's waiting in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, in glory. That means we have to be ready. So how do we ready ourselves? Well, we got to get rid of some of the things that are holding us back. How many of the relationships in your life are suffering? Okay. Well, you're sitting at home anyway. You might as well pick up the phone and see what you can heal. There's some of that animosity, jealousy, envy, whatever it is. And even if they're the ones that are at fault, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Just heal the relationship. Maybe some of the things are the quick fixes in our life. You know, where we start looking for love in all the wrong places, like the internet. Let it go. Let it go. Start to work on the things that are important. Maybe you're eating too much. Maybe you're smoking too much. Maybe you're gossiping too much. Maybe you're judging other people too much. Maybe you're angry too much. Maybe you're frustrated too much. Maybe you're, I don't know. Well, let it all go. Let the negative stuff go and bring the positive. Come, Lord Jesus, into my life. Help me to make myself ready for your dwelling. That's what this is all about. The beginning of a new year is trying to help us say goodbye to what doesn't serve us from the past and embrace what is to come. And to be ready for that embrace. Because rest assured, my brothers and sisters, the Lord is coming. So watch. Be alert. Your King is on his way.